It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
I'm Madison Allworth.
I'm Juan Williams.
I'm Liz Claman, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Monday, March 18th, 2024. I'm Eben Brown. Israel finds and eliminates another Hamas chief hiding among patients at Gaza's Shifa Hospital. The operation comes as Israel is readying a large offensive into the terrorists' last stronghold, a move that even the Biden administration appears to criticize.
If anyone in the West is really genuinely interested in helping both Palestinians and Israelis, they must hold Hamas accountable. The Arab world is holding Hamas as responsible and accountable to what happened in Gaza.
This is the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition.
The Will Cain Show is now dropping 5 episodes a week. Join Fox and Friends weekend host Will Cain as he tackles the latest headlines from his unique perspective, along with thought-provoking interviews with leading figures and live calls from viewers and listeners. Listen wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
The impending Israeli strike on the southern Gaza city of Rafah has drawn harsh criticism from leaders in the U.S., whereas Israeli officials insist their operations in Rafah will be conducted as their previous strikes in Gaza, with care to avoid civilians and to provide civilians means and chances to flee. U.S. Senator Chuck Schumer, the top Democrat in the Senate and a Jewish American, in a speech last week, called for new Israeli elections, saying its prime minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, was perhaps an obstacle to ending the war. Those comments were met with reminders that it is Hamas who committed atrocities. Now it's announced that Netanyahu, at President Biden's urging, will dispatch a team to the White House to brief the president on the plans for Rafah. Meanwhile, on Monday, another Israeli incursion into the Shifa Hospital ended with terrorists killed or captured and patients safeguarded. While many on the Israeli side say it shows the great care Israel takes in prosecuting its war on Hamas and why Israel, being patient, is opting for a slow but significant gain.
It's very methodical, and it actually, to a large extent, it's a groundbreaking.
Avi Melamed spent a career in Israel's intelligence services and as an officer for Arab affairs. He's also written 2 books, one that is titled Inside the Middle East, Making Sense of the Most Dangerous and Complicated Region on Earth.
Because when you look at the performances of the IDF in the war in Gaza, which is the most complex war possible, remember, this is a war in a massively urban area where Israel is fighting Hamas and Islamic Jihad, an enemy that is actually deliberately and intentionally using its own brothers and sisters as a shelter, while Hamas and Islamic Jihad are hiding in tunnels, because they have an interest that as much as possible, Palestinian civilians will be killed, because they hope through that to put pressure on Israel through international community to stop the war. So when you look at the whole, I would say from a military perspective, there are a couple of some very interesting and I would even say groundbreaking methods applied by Israel in that war that I'm sure are going to be thoroughly learned in, you know, military academic in the world. For example, successfully addressing the challenge of tunnels, which was always one of the major challenges from a military perspective in the history the history of war. The other thing which is very interesting and groundbreaking is to see the way that the whole operational and tactic of using force and on the ground has been totally reshaped in a very innovative way by the IDF, meaning that the IDF is now operating in an intertwined, combining frames that are basically based upon a combination of different factors like artillery, tanks, infantry, air force, intelligence. They are all operating in a synergic way as a kind of like an intertwined body. And each one of those intertwined units has actually the ability to operate simultaneously as an independent army that basically uses all kind of tools that it has in its possession. The outcome of that is that Israel has a very advanced capacity because of that intertwined combination of forces. It has a very good ability to translate an immediate intelligence on the ground immediately to translate into operational mode on the ground, meaning that within seconds or minutes, once a threat is being discovered or detected on the ground, Israel has the ability to do what we call closing circle, and within minutes or even less sometimes, the source of the threat is being neutralized. And so this is one other interesting, innovative, I would say, mindset and way of operation of the IDF. And then when you look at the larger scheme of things, this war conducted by Israel as up until now has been clearly following some strategic or, you know, long-term tactical planning that basically divides that war into phases. The first phase was some sort of like something that reminds what we know as the shock and awe, by using a very intensive and excessive power to target the major infrastructure of Hamas and Islamic Jihad, and basically to take them out of balance, and then starting to disassemble, disintegrate step by step in a very structured and methodical process to disintegrate the units of Hamas and Islamic Jihad. Hamas had something like before the war, like 24 battalions, very, very structured, militarily speaking. Today, to the best of my ability, knowledge, Israel has basically taken down something like 20 battalions out of the 24, in the sense that Israel has basically dismantled their ability to continue and to operate as a structured military unit as it used to be before.
How permanent do you think that will be? If I remember the 2006 war with Hezbollah, it was in the immediate victory. It was widely regarded as an amazing accomplishment by Israel to decimate Hezbollah. But then it was learned that Hezbollah was able to recoup from that. And in some circles, the war was considered, let's not say a failure, but failed to meet main objectives that would have had long-term benefits. Is there a risk of a similar mistake or a similar shortfall here with Hamas? I mean, does Hamas have the ability to build back itself and become as big of a threat as it was, or if not, even bigger?
Yes, Hamas has the ability to do that, and that's the reason why there is a need to make sure that Hamas will not be able to do that. Look, you mentioned Hezbollah in the war of 2006. That was a totally different story. By the way, the objective on 2006 was not to eliminate Hezbollah, because obviously that was not a realistic objective. In the context of the war today in Gaza Strip, the same thing. Look, Hamas is not going to disappear. As a political movement, it's an ideological movement. Hamas is entrenched and is part and parcel of the Palestinian people and the Arab world. The whole objective here is, in the end of the day, to minimize and to shrink as much as possible Hamas' abilities to continue and to dictate its radical agenda, as it was unfortunately was able to do for the last 40 years. So the way to do that is combining three major elements. Crushing Hamas' military spine. This is exactly what Israel is doing right now in Gaza Strip. As an outcome of that, also crushing Hamas' rule in Gaza Strip. And the other thing, which is very significant, is to bring in regional players, major Arab states like Egypt and Jordan and Saudi Arabia and United Arab Emirates, who, by the way, all view Hamas as a threat to their national security. And they shed no tear to see Hamas being beaten down to the ground. And to bring those players in order to create a new reality in Gaza Strip, including, among other things, making sure that Hamas will not have the ability and possibility to regroup itself and to rebuild its military structure. If Hamas will be able to continue to dictate its radical agenda through the use of its military power, if Hamas will be able to do that, Israelis and Palestinians have no hope, and the international community must understand it.
Avi Melamed is an Israeli former intelligence official. He is an author, and he is discussing with us Israel's plans and intentions to complete its war against Hamas. On the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition, we'll have more straight ahead. Let's talk about the international community. One of It's become so evident now that anyone who denies it, I think, is lying, and even to themselves, that Hamas's sustainability has been because of international groups such as UNRWA, the United Nations Relief Works Agency. This has been accused. Israel has levied these accusations for a long, long time. And finally, the proof has been put out there. There's tangible evidence to this. So I think Israel can destroy battalions and stop the ability to build more tunnels and put up walls. But if there are worldwide agencies who, under the banner of trying to provide for displaced persons, are actually funding and strategically helping terrorists, this cycle doesn't ever end.
Yes, Evan, that is very, very accurate. Look, unfortunately, ironically, there are circles in the West that for some reason insist totally to exempt Hamas from responsibility. And by doing that, they are empowering Hamas, and at the same time, they are dooming Israelis and Palestinians to death and destruction. You know, in my previous book, Inside the Middle East, Entering a New Era, that published in 2022, and also in previous book before that, I wrote very clearly and I warned, if you, Western circles, if you continue to exempt Hamas from responsibility, you are dooming Israelis to death and destruction. And we saw exactly how, fortunately, that this estimation was validated on the ground on October 7th. And so it must be very clear, if anyone in the West is really genuinely interested in helping both Palestinians and Israelis, they must hold Hamas accountable and not exempt Hamas from responsibility, let alone given the fact that the Arab world is holding Hamas responsible and accountable to what happened in Gaza Strip. This is also something that has to be brought to the knowledge of the people in the West. The Arab world is holding Hamas responsible and accountable to the catastrophe he caused by launching this war on October 7th.
You talk about the powers in the West who have not held Hamas responsible. There was a speech given by one of our political leaders here in the U.S. From the Democratic Party, Chuck Schumer. He's the leader of the Democratic Party in the United States Senate. And part of his speech was to call for Israeli elections, which seemed a bit out of turn for him to say, I would think. Some might say that was political interference for another nation. And there was the concern that that the current prime minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, was some sort of stumbling block to peace, where a lot of people said, no, wait a second, Hamas is the stumbling block to peace here. How was Mr. Schumer, who is an American Jew and has been a very proud American Jew, how were his words received in Israel last week?
Well, it depends who you ask. To the best of my knowledge, of course, there are white circles in Israel who present that statement. They're basically saying, look, Israel is a sovereign country. It has its own electedly, democratically government. On the other hand, there are circles who basically try to contextualize the statement by Mr. Schumer, saying, look, he actually means that there are some differences of opinions, personally speaking, between Mr. Netanyahu and President Biden, that in the end of the day, in his view, this is what those circles are saying, in Schumer's view, are basically disrupting the process of obtaining the objectives of this war. Because we have to remember that there is one common, clear, common denominator between the current Israeli government and generally the Israeli public opinion and Biden administration and President Biden. There is one common denominator, and that is their commitment to end Hamas rule in Gaza Strip. So obviously you could hear different notions in the Israeli public opinion regarding Schumer's statement.
Mr. Avi Melamed, you're a former Israeli intelligence official. You're an author. You've been a senior Arab advisor to many mayors of Jerusalem. And as we said, your most recent book, Inside the Middle East, Entering a New Era, is available where books are sold. Thank you so much for being with us on the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition.
Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. And now, stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen ad-free on Fox News Podcasts Plus on Apple Podcasts. And Prime members can listen to the show ad-free on Amazon Music. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.